Welcome to a special edition of Rev Thinking. My name is Emmett Armstrong, and I'm a consultant here at Rev Think. Today, I'm being joined by Connor Thompson, who's our Rev Community Manager. Connor's here to tell us all about Rev Community, what it is, and why you should join. So thanks for listening. So Connor, what is the most interesting thing that you've seen come across your desk in the community recently?
Our main discussion platform in Rev Community, it's going to be a space called General Discussion. So that's where most of that's going to be happening. A lot of the most interesting stuff I see is just kind of what people's opinions on current events are. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of general industry questions that are played out and heavily discussed within Rev Community. The ones where people are able to drop in with a current news article, something about the economy, anything like that, and then hearing people's opinions within that, the Rev Community space, to just kind of understand how that will affect our industry is just fascinating to me, to see how everyone is just processing what's happening right now in this crazy, crazy world that we live in.
I love it. Yeah, I love seeing the entrepreneurs and the creatives interact in such a cool, unique community. So today we're going to talk about Rev Community and what it is, how you can join, what it is not. And Connor, you're here to just give us the lowdown. So why don't we just start off with the obvious question? What is Rev Community?
In essence, Rev Community is like a social media platform, right? That's probably the best way to put it. Specifically for our owners of creative businesses. And within that space, it is definitely kind of a safe space for our owners to ask hard questions about their companies, about the industry as a whole. And so it's a platform for connectivity. And when we believe that when everybody in the industry is able to talk and discuss together, we can influence the industry more strongly together. So this is a manifestation of that in a lot of ways.
Love it. So you said something about it's a safe space for owners. What does that mean? Does that mean owners only?
That's exactly what it means. Because the issues that are posed against the average artist that you have in your company are not the same issues that are going to be affecting you and concerning you and keeping you up all night as an owner. So we want that relatability for our owners to be able to talk to each other and assess things that they're going through and working on, and have the helpful input of others who are who are using their expertise in this industry, is for everybody's benefit and everybody's growth is kind of what we're going for. So yeah, we're just sticking with the owners and having their insights for the time being.
Right. Yeah. So it's great because people ask about like personnel questions, and they don't have to worry about, is my producer going to see this? Or do my artists know that I'm worried about this thing? So I love that aspect because it's very high level. We're not getting a ton of conversations about like, how do you do this technical, use this plugin? Like an artist community might be focused on some of the execution, but our community for the owners is focused on, like you said, sort of these 2 and 3 a.m. issues. What do we say? Is it the 2 a.m. issue or is it the 3 a.m. issue?
I think 2 a.m. issue is what Joel's put it as.
That's how Joel says it?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I don't know, man. If you're really upset, maybe it's a 3 a.m. issue, but the 2 a.m. issues that keep owners awake, those are the kinds of things that we talk about in this community. So now we talked a little bit about who it's for, who it's not for, owners only, and it's for specifically creative entrepreneurs, right? It's not just business owners who have like a hay farm or a lemonade stand, right?
Yeah. I mean, not everything runs the same way. So we're tailored specifically for what the needs of the creative industry are, and we're going to keep it that way.
Perfect. Awesome. So say I'm an owner. I'm sweating and staying up all night trying to figure out where my next meal is going to come from. And I want to join this community to be part of this group that's interacting and learning together. So what is the first step? How do I join?
Probably the fastest way to do that would be go to the RevThink website, revthink.live. And under that, you'll find a tab labeled Community. And once you go through there, you can schedule a call on Calendly with myself. And I will meet one-on-one with you or with your partners as well, and kind of talk to you about the fundamentals of what Community has, what's holding, and I'll take you through the individual stages. After that's all done, I'll send you an email with an invitation and we'll get you going.
So it's revthink.com/community is where you go?
Revthink.live/community, yes.
Oh, dot live, sweet. Yeah, I think we have both.
We do have both. So either works.
Now, is this a free community or a paid community? How does that work?
It's a little of both, to be honest. The community-based platform itself is totally free and open to our owners who are qualified to be there. There's going to be a lobby area that everyone's a part of, and then some breakout groups that apply to some specific demographics of people, such as our female owners, or our people who are working specifically in live action, our NFT section that you head up. So those kind of spaces are going to be based on interest or qualification too, just another layer within the main Rev community area. Additionally, we do host a lot of our replays, and our accelerator courses are going to be hosted out of Rev community as well. You'll have a discussion area and a replays of your class sessions. So you can revisit that anytime if you are part of those classes and programs.
Sweet. So the lobby and the general discussion area is free for the owners that are qualified. And then if you pay to be part of other groups or pay for other courses, some of that content also lives in the community, but it's not required.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I love that because we do get lots of owners just posting about Midjourney, or they have questions for their peers, or how's everybody else handling this particular issue. That all goes in general.
Yeah. I mean, and just an example that's been bubbling up recently is our dear friend Shauna Schultz from Mass Effects was asking, how are people doing with the remote versus in office, and just kind of revisiting that discussion. And it's seen a lot of hits here and a lot of furthering of that discussion. So it's great to see people cooperating and just kind of setting terms and understanding for the industry.
Nice. Yeah. So once you get in the door, I love that we're making this transition. So we're talking about once you're in the door now. So there's places to interact with your peers. Tell me a few other topics. So we got remote work. Just give me an example of things that an owner might be interested in.
So some of the other recent topics that we've been bringing up, and I think this will be discussed and reflected in our weekly briefing this upcoming week. But we're talking about commissions for your salespeople. Well, that's been something that's a common thread in what we've seen here in the last few days. So we want to bring that to light in our own way. And because it's just so prevalent to what people are talking about right now, we want to be able to weigh in on that in our own way too. So we kind of integrate on all fronts.
Nice. Yeah. And it's cool. There's a positive feedback loop because we have our public weekly briefing discussion, which is Tim and Joel and guests discussing topical regular content, regular topics that might be on our minds as a group. And then we can discuss those same topics inside Rev Community, or we get topics that the community has on their mind that we can discuss in the weekly briefing. So it's a lot of great cross-pollination. We can learn from what the actual people on the ground are needing. So I love that. Now, if somebody has a question that's a little bit maybe sensitive or confidential, perhaps, or even just sharing that something that they're not comfortable with, like a weakness or a pain point, what is the expectation for confidentiality, and just how comfortable should we feel spilling our guts here?
Sure. Honestly, I'm going to say everyone is going to have different levels that they're going to feel comfortable sharing with. And we want, you know, to respect that and kind of just play into what everyone is comfortable with. But if you are a very emboldened individual who wants to just kind of throw anything out there, go for it. Honestly, like, it's a very tight knit community. We, like I said, we screen pretty heavily who we let through these doors here. And, we can keep a secret if we need to. I'm not going to speak for everyone, of course. I'm just saying the general sentiment is in that regard. But if you want to keep it a little bit more on the down low, you can, and you want to ask someone at the RevThink team, you can send it to me through a direct message on Rev Community, and I can run up the flagpole and see if we can get some help on a specific issue for you too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I haven't come across any scenarios where we've had to do, I mean, you tell me, but I don't think we've ever had to moderate or kick anybody out because it is such a strong community.
Yep.
And we have a very high standard for the types of interactions that we will tolerate. So, and everybody knows too that we're here to build each other up. We're not here to criticize or to steal work or to make somebody feel bad. And I think that tone is very evident in the way that the rest of the community interacts just as a whole.
And that's exactly what we're going for. There's I mean, I would say there's a zero tolerance policy for, you know, craziness and tearing each other down, because it's not really our place. But also, like, yeah, like you were saying, this is a place to build each other up. If that's your attitude, and that's the way you're going to act around here, we don't want you here anyway. So, you know, just keep it friendly. We're all friends here.
We're all friends here. Exactly. And there's a really cool feature inside the community that you can just directly message the person that you are interacting with as well. So I think that's another great feature, that if you are striking up a conversation with somebody who's your peer, a fellow industry expert, you can just connect right with them directly, get their info, set up a meeting, whatever you want to do. It's sort of like you would in a Slack community, but
it's
so much more personal than just, I don't know, a general forum or an open platform that doesn't have that close-knit expectation.
It's true.
So, and you mentioned briefly that we have some replays of just our generic events, our larger events. Tell me a little bit more about what other just hidden gems, other things that you might find here in community.
Okay. Yeah. So there are a few that are not necessarily where we do most of our discussing. That mainly falls into general discussion as a header. But we have this one page that I really enjoy called Show Your Work. And that allows our creatives to display something that they're particularly proud of, something that was a passion project of theirs that came to fruition. And this is the place to kind of just display your physical and visual resume to everyone else in the community. And it's a great way to initiate collaborations with other studios. We've seen it happen before where someone's like, hey, I'm an audio studio. You've done some great animation. I think we should team up on this project. I've been thinking of stuff like that, right? Can all come of showing your stuff down in under that same header right there. Additionally, we have some more occasional interactions that we have in person, such as the cohort dinners that take place kind of just wherever Joel is feeling like he wants to have dinner with people.
Where the team is in person.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's so fun. We both got to sit down in the one in Los Angeles back in April, early April, I think it was, or late March. And it was just an absolute blast to be there with people who were from LA and people who had flown into town just to be there for that. So we do that from time to time as well. We will have announcements under the events section of the community there. And do note that these fill up very quickly. We only allow like 20 people per cohort event. So it's a hot seat. And if you see it up there, snag it as soon as possible to be a part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, being part of the community means you're getting more access to the RevThink team and to your peers, because we might do pop-up events or crash courses. Like, for example, Joel, I know, has had about 5 people ask him about cash flow recently. So they're probably going to do some sort of crash course or a pop-up like, hey, get your ticket now. We're going to set this out to our community. And if you're a member, it's
potential. You get early access. Yeah, you're going to know about it.
Yeah, you can get early access. Exactly.
Other than the few things I've mentioned thus far, just, you know, community interconnectedness with your own fellow owners, all that fun stuff. We do have some specific resources available other than what we previously mentioned here, such as this segment we call Cry for Help, where you can go in with specific needs and you can get anywhere from an experienced accountant recommended by your peers or someone who's an expert in 3D animating, anything that you can need, you can drop it in there and you'll get some results back from the people who have reviewed before you and worked with these people, and you can really get some solid content out of there. That alone is just been an excellent shortcut for a lot of people. So it's been very useful in a lot of ways, in a lot of instances. So that, amongst everything else we previously mentioned about being close to the RevThink team and us just kind of being part of that community as well, and listening to what's going on there, and being interconnected with your fellow owners. The list goes on. The list goes on.
Yeah, I love the Cry for Help channel because it sounds a little bit intense, you know, like
very desperate. Yeah.
SOS, I'm sinking. But people use it to say, hey, I need a 3D animator on short notice, or I'm looking for a live action unit that's in this place that I need on the spot. So it's a lot of great connection. We really use the word community a lot, but that is what it is. It's people helping people. And sometimes it's tangible. Yeah, I need an artist, or I need an animator, whatever it may be. So I love that as well. And that's just being a byproduct of these people getting together in the same quote unquote virtual room to share what they need together. So I love that.
And just like another little tangent real fast is like every single one of these lobby spaces that we have was something that organically arose from the community. We didn't break it down into these categories initially on our own. This has all just kind of been what's played out. And so we're just kind of growing and catering to the needs of the community as they evolved as well.
Yeah, we're not here to put people in boxes and to say, oh, you need to be in this and this and this. We're here to say, tell me how we can help. And
exactly,
let's connect you with other people, not just RevThink, but other people that are experts and valuable connections. So this is all part of why we're here. What about for people that maybe aren't as outgoing or aren't as, I don't know, extroverted? They're not going to post their own content as much, or maybe they wouldn't ask the questions. Like, what do we have for those kind of people? Would it still be valuable for them to join?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I totally understand that perspective. Myself, I'm an introvert, despite how I might come across. I'm totally an introvert myself, and I understand wanting to just kind of watch everyone take things into their own hands and you just kind of see what happens. I get that. And the reality is, if that's what you want to do in this space, that's totally your prerogative and you can totally do that. But what the point of community is to, like, you get out of it what you put into it. So I'm not going to make you come out of your shell or anything. Nobody will. But, you know, like, if you want to just sit on the sidelines and not get your issues addressed, that's an option, 100%. But if you want to get what you're dealing with out there in the open and be a topic of conversation where you can get that feedback and interaction from your fellow owners, it's not going to be the best strategy to adapt here. But right, hey, totally up to you.
To be a wallflower. Yeah.
Yeah. And at the very least, the one thing we do ask is that you introduce yourself upon being admitted to the community. Just make yourself known. It's the best way to just get your name out there, let everyone else keep track of who's kind of floating in. So be sure to introduce yourself always.
Right. Well, and my favorite thing too is we have people on the full spectrum of their careers. So we have people that are, they have a $20 million, $15 million production company, and they're here answering questions from people that are towards the beginning, or they're struggling with smaller company issues where they have maybe 5 employees and they're hearing from someone who has 50 employees. And the people that are farther along in their journey are here to give back, and the people who are starting their journey are here to learn. So it's just such great connection. And that's what we're trying to foster, is the connection between
absolutely
willing individuals, people who want to pour into each other and to our community here.
And if you absolutely don't want to interact with anybody, you could always hit up the replays and podcasts area, where there's literally thousands of hours of content to sift through. And you can extrapolate a lot from that as well. So if you really just don't feel like, you know, clicking like on anybody, go ahead and hit up podcasts. You know, even if that's not your thing and you actually do want to be a part of the discussions, still hit up podcasts and replays, because there's so much housed within that area, from the weekly briefing, the Rev Thinking podcast, and more.
Yeah, I love that. And we do have a big group of resources there in the replays and podcasts. And as we build out more of our resource library, it'll be shared with this community first, even if it is public eventually. Always remember that the community gets the first shot at stuff. And even if eventually it'll be live to the public probably won't get the full experience, or they certainly won't get to interact with Tim and Joel and the rest of the crew in the same way.
There's just so much to glean. There's so much to learn. There's so much to interact with and be a part of. And if you are an owner in the creative industry, it's the best place you could possibly be right now, especially as we're dealing with all this crazy stuff, one thing after another happening in the world around us. It's good to know that we have a lot of people by our side, a lot of people who understand what we're going through, a lot of people who understand where we're coming from.
And as an expert in your field, for these creative owners, like, they're experts and they need to be talking to each other, because one of my favorite things that you said is that we can band together and influence the industry as a whole. And I know people talk about show reels all the time, or paid versus unpaid pitches, but when 5 or 6 of the top dogs get together and talk to each other and say, or even 10 of the group in a certain area say, you you know, it's what? We're actually not going to take this kind of treatment from this client anymore.
It steps up the industry as a whole.
It really does. Yeah. Yep.
Creates new standards. Yeah.
And the people in our community are leaders in their communities as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're leaders of their company. They're leaders in their fields. They're leaders to the area around them, and they're leaders to their clients. So that group really does need somebody, because it's kind of lonely at the top sometimes.
Exactly. So you can find your other kings and have a little entente.
Yeah. We were talking about those larger companies that still answer questions. But on the flip side, those big companies and the owners that have that experience sometimes will still come and say, hey, I'm learning this thing, or I'm weak in this area, even if they have more experience in some areas, or they've had success by a certain measure, so more success than a company that's earlier in the journey. Even those farther along, more mature owners are willing to be vulnerable and to ask questions in our community. So this is certainly not anything you would want to miss, something that I'm glad to be part of. I'm glad to be here interviewing you, part of Red Think.
Exactly.
We're just looking forward to it. Yeah, we love the journey. We love the conversation that happens inside community, and the discussions with Tim and Joel on the weekly briefing and otherwise. So,
yep. So we'll see you around.
Well, thank you, Connor, for being here. And just as a reminder to everyone, why don't you just give us that URL one more time and the steps to join the community?
Yeah, of course. Happy to be here, as always, to spread the gospel of Rev Community and everything that it stands for. Just to recap, how to be a part of it. Go to revthink.live/community, or you can just go to revthink.live and go to the community tab, click join community, schedule a call with me, put it on the calendar, and I'll get you set up from there. It's easy peasy.
Awesome. Well, at RevThink, we're here to help you thrive in business, life, and career, and community. So please join us, and we'd be happy to have you. We'd love to see your work. So give us a shout, and we'll let you in.
I want to tell you about a place to connect that you might not know about. It's our online community called Rev Community. It's a great place to get to know other creative business owners like yourself, to share some thought leadership and read other encouragement, to be challenged in this new marketplace, new technology, ideas, economic trends. And it's a place to research. Check out many of the resources we have online, our videos, and of course, this podcast. Join us today at revthink.com/community. If you're a creative studio owner, feel free to join us today at revthink.com/community. I look forward to seeing you there.